What's up, everybody? Dre Payo here on behalf of HamiltonMusician.com, here with the Red Hill Valleys, showing some local love. On the line, we have drummer Tim Allard. How's it going, Tim?
Not bad. How you doing?
Awesome, man. I'm doing well. Looking forward to digging deeper into the Hamilton scene and getting to know the Red Hill Valleys.
Right on. Sounds good.
So, yeah, let's get into some questions right away. I know you guys dropped your first full-length album in April 2016.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know a little bit about the kind of message you guys set out to kind of put out as your first full-length, and maybe you could describe a little bit of the process of what it was like for you guys to be recording in Hamilton.
I don't know that we necessarily had a message or anything like that. It was more just we wanted to record a record and put something out that was honest and was just true to kind of us and who we are. And, you know, and all the stuff that we like tends to be, you know, music that at least seems to be honest and come from a place of, you know, being genuine and stuff. So that's really the goal, is just to make, you know, an honest piece of music that we enjoyed and hopefully other people would too. As far as recording process, we recorded it at Carl Jennings Studio, Westmoreland Recording, which is in kind of the North Endish, I guess, kind of area. And yeah, it was a great experience. Two of us live in Hamilton, so Hamilton, you know, is for sure home, and it was the right place to do it. And Danielle and I had been working with Carl for years. I actually work in the studio part-time with him here and there when I can, and did my first recording with him ever, I think, when I was like 19, which was going back a ways, and Danielle did the same. So it was kind of a natural place for us to go to do some recording, and it turned out, you know, we think it turned out well, and we had a great time, and we're actually working on a follow-up with Carl right now.
Awesome, man. That's exciting.
Yeah, we had a great time, and hopefully, you know, hopefully the second one is, you know, is as good as we hope the first people, as we hope the first one is.
Well, yeah, totally, man. I really, from the first moment that I heard the first album, I dug the sound, and I was like, I definitely want to get these guys in Hamilton Musician and hear more about them. I'm really curious about the band name itself. Did you guys, was it intentional to kind of be a symbol of Hamilton? Because, I mean, Red Hill Valley's quite a prominent known place in Hamilton. Or, like, how did you guys come up with that name?
Yeah, it was definitely kind of an homage to the region. As I said, two of us live in Hamilton and one of us lives in Burlington. So I mean, the Red Hill Valley, just the actual area, has some significance to us. It was definitely more of just a tribute in a sense to Hamilton, rather than getting into the actual, you know, the political aspects of the, you know, the Red Hill Parkway and all that kind of stuff. We weren't really so much trying to allude to that by any means. It's more just, as you said, kind of a reference to Hamilton, because it's, you know, where we are and where we're based out of, and, you know, where we do all of our playing, and it's home. So,
what about Tim? Let's talk about Tim for a second as an artist. I'm curious about you personally. What inspires you as a musician? What are some of the musical influences you tried to bring to this Red Hill Valleys album?
My favorite stuff, it's a little bit eclectic. I am obsessed with 60s soul music, like James Carr and Clarence Carter and Otis Redding and all those guys. I love it. And outside of that, one of my absolute heroes is Neil Young. He's a god, if you ask me. He's unbelievable. The band are huge for me. Levon Helm in particular is obviously a huge influence as a singing drummer. And my favorite band growing up, which were a huge influence on me, not so much in the stuff that I've written or play, because my brain is just wired a different way, but just in terms of, you know, integrity and just doing what you want, is a band called Rio Statics from Toronto, which they were huge to me, and they still are. And I went to see them. They were at the Harvest Picnic and saw them there, and went to see them at the Horseshoe in December, and they're unbelievable.
Now, talk to me about, I know we have Canadian Music Week coming up.
Yeah.
What does a band like the Red Hill Valleys, an indie artist like yourself, what do you look for when going to Canadian Music Week or something like this? And what is something you're looking forward to there? Because it's quite a big event for Canada.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're, I guess, somewhat naively, we're going and we're playing and we're really just, you know, happy to be part of this this thing that happens every year and kind of see how that works and meet some people and check out some bands that we might not have heard of. And really, we just want to kind of experience it and hopefully learn some stuff and, you know, meet some people. You know, we're just kind of, you know, trying to take it in as an experience more than anything, because it's the first time we've been in, you know, involved in that. So, yeah, hopefully we'll meet some people and make some connections, but really it's just going to be cool to go and hang out and see some bands and stuff too.
Is the folk scene something that you've seen as going to these different events and playing different venues? Have you seen an increase in interest in folk music and the rise of its popularity?
That's a good question. I mean, it seems like it's always been there to some degree. I mean, in recent years, it does seem to have kind of taken off a bit and expanded a bit more. But I don't know necessarily that right now it's any bigger than it's ever been. That's a tough question. I mean, I've never been too involved in scenes per se, so I don't really have that much perspective on it. But it is cool to go see, you know, bands doing something similar to us. We've done some shows where there's been a few bands in the bill that have all done kind of a folk-ish kind of thing. But I'm not even sure how. I mean, we kind of label ourselves folk rock as sort of a catch-all kind of thing, because we don't really know what it is we do. And I think that's kind of one of those labels or those tags that you can kind of apply a bunch of stuff to. It seems like there's a lot of stuff in kind of that same vein, which is, it's cool to see that for sure. I mean, it's always nice to see people who are kind of like-minded, and you feel like, you know, there's other people who are into the same thing, and you feel like there's a bit of a community, which is cool. But yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily any bigger than it's ever been, but I mean, maybe it's just people paying attention to it more. I don't know. It's a good question.
I definitely would think I noticed the Hamilton Music Awards last year, there was about two or three folk awards, and that's when I first was like, hey, you know what? I think there's kind of been an increase, at least in Hamilton, in this genre. Maybe I have to start paying a little bit more attention to it. So that's actually when I first stumbled upon your guys' stuff. So
I mean, Hamilton does seem to be a little bit more rootsy these days. I remember when I was younger thinking it was almost more of a, you know, a predominantly rock scene, and that is, you know, it is still kind of a rock scene, but yeah, there is kind of more of a, yeah, a rootsy kind of a thing going on now, which is cool.
Now, lastly, before we go, one of my favorite questions that I always like to ask a guest is what success means to you. What is it that you believe would make someone successful, or what kind of drives you personally?
I mean, for us, success really is being able to continue to do what it is that we're doing, or, you know, if you're able to kind of have a bit of a go of it and at least have enough, you know, interest that there's, it warrants still doing it, or even not. I mean, as long as you're able to do what you like, really you're successful. Like, even if we're recording this stuff and nobody hears it, that'll be a drag, but at least we're doing it, and that's great. Obviously we'd like to, you know, have as many people hear us as possible, like anybody. I mean, it would be great for people to hear us. It's always cool to get feedback, like feel successful when we get messages on Facebook from people saying that they, you know, enjoy the album, or that they like it, or really anything, like, hey man, that video is cool, all that, you know, that's great. That's success to us, and we just want to kind of continue being able to do it, really. So we feel like we're lucky to even be able to do it.
Awesome, man. Well, Tim, thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate it, and the best of luck to you guys on this second album. Looking forward to hearing it.
Hey, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Listeners, if you're listening to this, make sure you guys check out theredhillvalleys.com and stay updated with the latest news on them, and be sure to download their latest album on iTunes. It's quality stuff. Tim, I wish you and the Red Hill Valleys lots of success in the future.
Thanks, Dre. Appreciate it.